Happy Feast Day of Saint Mina for each one of you. We are very happy to celebrate with you that great day, the feast day, the martyrdom of our beloved patron, Saint Mina. The word martyr derived from word witness. At first used for the apostles who witnessed for the new Christian faith, and then was described for the confessors who died for the new faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, it was used for anyone died for the faith. Martyrdom started with our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the first martyr, and then his followers, and in the midst of this evil, hatred, world, these people witness purity and forgiveness. It was a must that the church be baptized in blood, because the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The persecution of our church started with the Jews, who started to persecute Christians. One of these Jews who persecuted Christians was Saint Paul. It was written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, who both killed, St. Paul talking about the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus Christ and their own prophets and have persecuted us. And they please not God and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the rest is come upon them to the uttermost. Saint Paul, who wrote that, he was persecutor of the church. After the Jews, the church was persecuted by the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire fought the church with all its power, with all its might. 10 stages of persecution by 10 emperors started with Nero, ended by Constantine, who became Christian afterward. But the gate of the hell will not prevail against it. Why these martyrs were very brave and courageous to face death? Why they were not afraid and they faced death very bravely? There is at least 3 reasons. Number one, they believe that the world is limited as it's compared with eternity. They wanted to live eternity, not in this world. It's written in 1 John, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but that does the will of God abide forever. So they wanted to abide forever. They know that this world is very short time. They wanted to live forever. That's why they killed, or they were killed by people against Christianity. Number two, they feel that they are strangers in the world. We all are strangers in the world. It's written in Hebrew 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers. So they feel that they are strangers. If a number one, they feel that this world is just short time, very short period of time, so they wanted to live forever. They care about eternity. Number two, they feel that now they are strangers. They live in this world as strangers. Number three, they know that in this world they will face tribulations, and the world is in evil. It's written in 1 John, and we know that we are of God, and the world and the whole world lies in wickedness. And it's written also in John chapter 16, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The fourth reason martyrs look for the glory at the end. They know martyrdom leads them to glory. It's written in Romans chapter 8, we suffer with him that we may also glorify it together. So when we suffer with Jesus, we will be glorified. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. So they knew that this world is very short time. They knew in this world that they have tribulation, and they're looking for the glory of the eternal life. That's why they were not concerned about any materialistic things or these worldly things. And they always say, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place to you. But does martyrs, only the people who gave their life to God, died for the faith only, or there are several kinds of martyrs? Actually, there are three kinds of martyrs. Number one, those who die for the sake of the faith. For the sake of the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, those who die for the sake of purity. Number three, those who die for the sake of dogma, the true faith. These three kinds of martyrs. The people who die for the sake of the faith, the people who die for the sake of purity, the people who die for the sake of the dogma. The people who die for the sake of the faith, this is most of the martyrs we know, like St. George, like St. Mina, like Philobatir, Mark Aurelius, like St. Damiana, and all, most of the martyrs died for the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe in Christ? Yes, they kill you. This is what we hear. Like it. All of us heard about the martyrs of Libya. They asked them, do you believe in Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, they killed you. So you are martyr because of the faith. The second kind of martyr who died for the purity. They wanted to live pure in this life. So martyrdom was distinguished with two things. Number one, love for martyrdom. Second, love for purity, to live a pure life. The history of the martyrs, of the heroes of purity, there's lots of martyrs, especially among women, who died to keep their purity. Like one of them, they call it Saint Butamina. Saint Butamina, one of the most famous martyrs, she died for the sake of purity. While they send her to the wild beast, they asked the soldier, please, don't let them take my clothes off. Send me with the clothes on. And when the beast started to attack her, she was covering her body with her clothes. Look how she loved purity. The other one is called Saint Theodora. It was 17 years old. Another one, famous martyr, we call it Mother Veronica. She was a nun. And Marwan, the caliph of Muslims, sent his soldier to choose the most beautiful nun. He wanted to marry her. So when the soldier went to the nunnery, or went to the convent, or went to the monastery, and he asked her to come with him, just to take her from the monastery to marry the caliph. What did she say? She told him, look, I have very blessed oil. I know you are a soldier. You need that oil. You see, when I anoint your neck with that oil, when I hit you with the sword, it will not affect you. Nothing will happen to you. Okay, you want to try? I anoint your neck with that oil and give me your sword. I will hit you with the sword and nothing will happen to your neck. He said, you deceive me. You do it yourself. Just anoint your neck and I use my sword to cut your head off and I will see what's happening. She anoint her neck with the oil and with all his power started to cut his head. His head was the part thrown on the ground. She died for the purity. She loved pure life. And she preferred to die, not to lose her purity. So, the first kind is, they die for the sake of the faith. The second kind, they die for the sake of purity. This kind, we need it. Nowadays, a must. To die for purity. Number three, the people who died for the sake of dogma. For true faith. You know, during the Arian heresy, thousands of people died because of these heresies. After Chalcedon, after Chalcedon Council, Baba Discourse was exiled and 30,000 people in Alexandria were killed because of Chalcedon council. To keep the true faith. The true faith. It's so important to keep the true faith. We all ready to die to keep the true faith in God. It's important. It's handed from one generation to another. The true faith in our Lord Jesus Christ handed from the days of the apostles till now. And we wanted to hand it to the new generations. Pure and true. This is three kind of martyrs. The persecutors devised horrific and evil ways to torture martyrs. These evil ways include burning the martyrs while they were alive. They were burned while they were alive, like Daesh. What the Daesh doing? They burn people while they are alive. Crucifixions. They crucify people on crosses. They thrown them to the pieces, wild beasts. They beheading them with a sword. They were often torture them and then enslave them and send them to the mines with heavy chain in their legs and in their hands. They were exiled. They were whipped with leather whips. They were sent to the frozen lakes. They dragged them in the streets. They faced many kind of demonic tortures. One of the martyrs who faced all these kind of tortures, Saint Mina. Saint Mina faced all these kind of demonic tortures. And he was very strong in his faith, and he died on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's praise him. Let's glorify Saint Mina. That strong young man. You know how old he was? He was 24 years old only. Even one of the women told him, "Save your youth. You're still young. Why you want to die?" He died for the sake of the faith. He loved God with all his heart till he died on his name. Let's glorify him. Let's praise him for his love to God. Let's look at him and say, "Saint Mina, you are a great martyr." That's why our Lord appeared to him and promised him with three crowns. One crown for his martyrdom, second crown for his being a monk, the third crown for his purity. He keep himself pure. And God said and promised him, anyone ask it, anything, because of your name, or using your name, I will answer him. Saint Mina, we call him the Wonder Maker. He made thousands of wonders and miracles since he was martyred till now. And is still doing thousands of miracles. May the blessings of Saint Mina, the martyr, that great martyr, be with us all. Amen. May God bless you all.